Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray producing and engineering our show. Together, we welcome you to Buckmaster for Wednesday, the 27th of January, 2016. We have a very full hour for you. We'll get things going with a conversation with Dr. Andrew Weil, followed at 12:30 by world-renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy. Then at 12:45, Jeremy Brown, who was recently named the National Dog Trainer of the Year, will give us some good tips on how to train your dog. Our live line number, 790-2040, our Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster, and you can follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Dr. Andrew Weil, a world-renowned leader and pioneer in the field of integrative medicine, which is a healing-oriented approach to healthcare encompassing body, mind, and spirit. Dr. Weil is the founder and director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, based at the University of Arizona Health Sciences Center here in Tucson, where he is also a clinical professor of medicine and professor of public health. Dr. Weil's well-known face has graced the cover of Time magazine twice. He has some 10 million copies of 13 books have been sold, 10 million copies sold, including Spontaneous Healing, 8 Weeks to Optimum Health, Eating Well for Optimum Health, The Healthy Kitchen, Healthy Aging, Why Our Health Matters, Spontaneous Happiness, and True Food. His newest best-selling book is titled Fast Food, Good Food, More Than 150 Quick and Easy Ways to Put Healthy, Delicious Food on the Table. He's also the founder and co-owner of the growing group of True Food Kitchen Restaurants. Dr. Weil is the editorial director of drweil.com, which is the leading web resource for health living based on the philosophy of integrative medicine. Dr. Weil, how are you?
I'm very good. Good to be here.
Well, I guess just because it's fast food doesn't mean it can't be healthy food.
Well, you know, first of all, I've tried for a long time to teach people that there's no opposition between good food that's good and food that's good for you. It's possible to make delicious food that conforms to cutting-edge nutritional science. But the main complaint that I've gotten from people in the past few years is that they don't have time to cook. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to give examples of recipes that can be made quite quickly and easily. And that's what I've done in this book.
Give us a couple of quick examples.
Well, there are some great soups. There's a broccoli parmesan soup, for example. There's a Tuscan bean and kale soup. There are some very quick appetizers. There are some stir fries. There's just a lot of things that can be made. Many of these recipes can be made in 30 minutes or less, and they don't require exotic ingredients.
Dr. Weil, a lot of people want to talk to you. We've had a couple of certainly Facebook folks also have questions. But before we get to all of that, this Zika virus, the latest news on that, Dr. Weil, confirmed cases in Arkansas and Virginia. Both these cases were folks who had traveled into areas where the Zika virus is now prevalent. How concerned should we be, Dr. Weil?
I think we should keep a watchful eye. At the moment, this is really not threatening our population, but it has the potential to move north. We see new diseases appear regularly as a result of moving into, of interactions with animals, of climate change. The mosquitoes that transmit this could move north as we have warmer weather up here. Something we have to keep an eye on it.
Let's go to the live line, 790-2040. Roberta, you are first with Dr. Weil.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Dr. Weil.
Hi.
What would you do for allergic edema that does not pet, short of drugs? I can do homeopathy, herbs, and supplements.
It's allergic in nature, you said?
Yes.
What are you sensitive to?
Everything on earth, and it's hereditary. It's in 5 generations of my family.
Wow.
Well, that's difficult. I mean, I can give you one something you can try. There's a supplement called quercetin, Q-U-E-R. This reduces allergic responsiveness. It's quite safe. You can take it over time. That's one thing you could try experimenting with.
Okay, thank you, Roberta. Let's go to Lauren, has a question about vitamin D supplements. Go ahead, Lauren.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll try to keep it brief. If we listen to the popular media or popular culture, we seem to be suffering from a vitamin D deficiency epidemic, and maybe it's overblown, but now with the modern outreach of instantaneous information, we start believing a lot of it. Well, the surprise for me was my doctor said I am very low in vitamin D and immediately said start taking 5,000 international units a day. That really surprised me.
Okay, vitamin D deficiency is, in fact, widespread, even here in southern Arizona, because dermatologists have made people so paranoid about sun exposure that everyone wears sunscreen, which blocks vitamin D synthesis. The best way to get it is from sun exposure, so you want to do that prudently and moderately. You have to get your blood levels tested to see if you are deficient. If you are very low, as you said you are, taking an oral supplement of a few thousand international units a day might not be enough. You may need a very high dose for a few weeks to get it back up into the right levels, and then you can go on an oral maintenance dose.
All right. Thank you, Lauren. 790-2040 for comments and questions for Dr. Weil. Let's go to some of our Facebook friends who Facebooked us at Bill Buckmaster. One of our friends is concerned about magnesium, lack of it. And does a lack of magnesium, Dr. Weil, can it result in muscle soreness, and could upping your magnesium level perhaps alleviate that problem?
Magnesium deficiency is actually rare except in association with taking certain medications such as the proton pump inhibitors that are used to block stomach acid. But magnesium is quite safe to take as a dietary supplement. The only adverse effect of it is it causes softening of stools, a laxative effect in high doses, and some forms do that more. Magnesium is a very effective relaxant of nerves and muscles. It has many uses. It helps prevent migraine headaches and treat them. It's good for people that have restless legs syndrome. If somebody has sore muscles, it's certainly worth trying some magnesium. You could start with something like 500 milligrams a day and see if that helps.
Another Facebook question has to do, we had actually a couple of Facebook questions about the benefits of fish oil. What is your current thinking, Dr. Weil, on fish oil?
I myself take between 2 and 4 grams of fish oil a day. That's 2 to 4 grams of EPA and DHA, which are the omega-3 fatty acids that you want. I also eat fish a couple of times a week. I think omega-3 deficiency is very common in our population, and I think almost everyone can benefit from taking some supplemental fish oil.
But not all fish oils are created equal. We should point that out.
True. You know, you want to be sure that they say that they're molecularly distilled and are free from contaminants like mercury and PCBs, and hopefully from a sustainable source.
Dr. Andrew Weil with us on The Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040. Front page story in many papers across the country today, a task force from the U.S. Preventive Services saying that doctors should screen all adults for depression. Some of your thoughts about what that screening would entail, Dr. Weil?
Well, I think it means taking a careful medical history and inquiring about people's mental states, emotions, and moods. But, you know, I'm concerned that there is also, you know, a lot of people are labeled as being depressed who really are experiencing normal negative moods. And that's my book, Spontaneous Happiness, deals with this problem. I think there is an epidemic of depression in our culture. But I think the pharmaceutical industry especially has been very successful at convincing people that ordinary states of sadness are a brain imbalance that requires treatment with drugs. And the antidepressant medications are not terrific. They short-term use in very severe depression, that's okay, but I think long-term use is not wise, and there are many, many adverse consequences of taking them.
Spontaneous healing it really talks about talking about gratitude and actually keeping a gratitude journal, as I recall.
Yeah, that's. I was surprised. That's the book Spontaneous Happiness, and when I was reaching that, I was very surprised to discover this body of research that's been done showing that a simple exercise like keeping a gratitude journal can boost mood for a substantial amount of time. And this means just keeping a little journal by your bed and making mental notes during the day of things to be grateful for, and then writing two or three of them down before you go to sleep. And one study found that doing this just for a week can boost mood for a number of weeks. So it's such a simple thing to do.
12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. We'll take our first break here. Dr. Weil will stick around for another segment. We'll be right back on Buckmaster on this Wednesday afternoon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Question, how many cockroaches does it take to change a light bulb? None, if you use 5-Star Termite and Pest Control, because there are no cockroaches. Hasta luego. Adios, cucaracha. Do yourself a favor and call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We have Dr. Andrew Weil on the Buckmaster Show live line. His newest book, Fast Food, Good Food, more than 150 quick and easy ways to put healthy, delicious food on the table. We've had quite a few email questions coming in, as well as a quick off-air question that came in during the break, Dr. Weil. I'll take that one first. How do you go about finding an integrated health physician here in the Tucson area?
Well, our center has a website. The address is azcim.org. That's the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. And if you open that page, there's a link to find a practitioner. And you can find graduates of our program that way. We are also just establishing a board certification in integrative medicine, which will help people distinguish physicians who really have had standardized training in this field.
This field is really taking off, isn't it?
It is. You know, I'm quite sure this is the medicine of tomorrow. I think we'll one day be able to drop the word integrative. It'll just be good medicine. I think more and more consumers want this. More and more practitioners want to learn it.
790-2040 to speak with Dr. Andrew Weil. We had a question coming into my email about the Zika. We talked a little bit about it at the top of the program. This particular lady wants to travel to the Caribbean, and she is pregnant and wonders about, is that advisable, because Zika has been identified in the Caribbean and the West Indies.
Well, I think you might want to contact the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and get their latest advice about the particular place that you're going to. If you do decide to go, I think the most important preventive measure is to take precautions against being bitten by a mosquito.
And there are all sorts of things you can do to get yourself prevented so you don't get bitten by a mosquito. How about this news about type 1 diabetes? Scientists believe they are close to a cure for type 1 diabetes. What do you think?
Well, I think this would be amazing, and it certainly is within the realm of possibility. The idea would be to grow stem cells, or grow from stem cells, cells that can produce insulin, and to transplant these into the bodies of people with type 1 diabetes. In that condition, the normal cells in the pancreas that produce insulin have been destroyed.
You get so many questions at your website, Ask Dr. Weil. What is the most common question that you have received over the years, Dr. Weil?
Well, I think one of them is from women wanting to know about the wisdom of hormonal replacement at menopause. And I think the answer to that is, you know, that it's risky and that you need to balance the benefits against the risk. Short-term use of hormone replacement for intractable hot flashes, for example, I think is okay, but I think when long-term use, the risks may be unacceptable. Another question that comes in very frequently is about immunization, which is, you know, is a very polarized, controversial subject today. And I think it's a shame that it's so polarized, because while I'm a firm believer in immunization, I think the benefits greatly outweigh the risks. There are risks, and there are, I think, real questions that we should be asking about how we go about immunizing, whether we're giving too many vaccines at once, whether we're starting them at too early an age, whether some of them we should never have embarked on in the first place. You know, those are, I think, legitimate questions, and it's very hard to have that discussion in this atmosphere of such, heated polarization.
Let's go back to the live line. Gilbert has called us at 790-2040. Would like to speak with Dr. Andrew Weil. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Yes, Dr. Andrew Weil.
Hi.
Bill, hi.
Hi.
Yes, my blood pressure is 140 over 90, and I was want to know if that's borderline or is it high?
I think that's high. That would be considered hypertension, and I think, you know, you should really try to get that down into a normal range, which is, you know, ideally around 120 over 70.
And what are some of the things that Gilbert could do, Dr. Weil, that could reduce his blood pressure?
Well, certainly you can first try lifestyle measures, which would include changing diet, particularly removing processed foods and sources of sodium. There is a diet called the DASH diet that you can easily get information on, increasing physical activity, practicing some kind of relaxation technique like the breathing exercises that I recommend, monitoring your blood pressure at home. You get a blood pressure monitor, check it several times a day, keep a journal to see what the trends are, you know, over a month or say, because the readings taken in a doctor's office may be artificially high. If those measures don't get it down in a reasonable amount of time, then I think you want to start on blood pressure medication, starting with the lowest effective dose of the least potent form of medication.
Another question coming in on our email page. We're asking about cholesterol, and this individual has been told that she needs a pharmaceutical statin drug. She would rather not take it. What can you advise?
Well, it's very hard for me to advise without knowing your numbers and without knowing your history. I will tell you that there is a reasonable alternative to pharmaceutical statins, a natural supplement called red yeast rice, which is a mold that actually produces statin-like molecules, but there's a mixture of them, and red yeast rice is less likely to produce the side effects of a single pharmaceutical statin.
Are statins being overprescribed, in your opinion?
I think they are being overprescribed, and even worse, I think when doctors put a patient on a statin, they often feel they've discharged their responsibility with regard to heart attack risk and coronary artery disease, when in fact there are many other factors that influence risk. Half of people who have first heart attacks have normal cholesterol levels. So lowering bad cholesterol, which statins are very effective at, is only one thing that you want to do. You'd also like to be able to raise HDL cholesterol, to change the shape of cholesterol particles, to reduce anger. We know that anger and predisposition to rage is a strong risk factor for heart attack, especially in men. You know, there's so many other things to consider there, and it's not just a matter of getting HDL lower with a statin.
Another question coming in off the air about organics versus, the non-organic foods. Yes,
I'm a longtime proponent of organic agriculture for a lot of reasons. I think it's better for the environment, better for the planet, for the sustainability of our soils. There's a lot of debate about whether organic produce is worth it, and most of the research has looked at whether organic produce has more nutrients in it. I think the results of that are very mixed, but that's not really the main reason for eating organic produce. It's mostly what you don't want to get, which is residues of agrochemicals that can't be good for us, and it's just a question of how bad they are. Now, realizing that organic produce is more expensive and more difficult to get for many people, I think it's important to learn which crops are most likely contaminated, and you can prioritize those as ones where you will get organic versions or try not to eat conventional ones. And the best source of information on that is the Environmental Working Group in Washington, D.C. The website is ewg.org. They publish a list, which they update periodically, of the dirty dozen vegetables and fruits that are the most contaminated, and also the clean 15, which are the least contaminated.
All right, back to the live line, 790-2040. Tom would like to talk about radiation and chest scans. Go ahead, Tom.
Yep, so, I'm a little concerned. I was told I need to get a CT scan for a alleged nodule on my lung, and I'm wondering, where's the best place to go to get the lowest dose radiation for a CT scan?
Well, I don't know that I can answer that. I think you want to go to the place that has the most modern equipment because, older scanners are more likely to be problematical. There is no such thing as a safe dose of radiation. And with CT scans, you want to be sure there is a very good reason for using them. In your case, it sounds like this is something that you really need to have done. But there are many unnecessary CT scans ordered, and that exposes people to unnecessarily to radiation, which can be very harmful.
What's the next book going to be, Dr. Weil? The current one? What's the topic?
It's called Mind Your Meds, and it's about our over-medicated society. And I'm doing this in collaboration with about 15 physicians who are graduates of the Arizona Center. And we're looking, I've asked each of them to write a chapter about one of the most commonly overprescribed and misprescribed medications, such things as the PPIs for acid reflux, antidepressants, hypertension medications, antibiotics, and so forth. And in addition to explaining to people what the risks of using these drugs really are, we'll also give suggestions for ways of managing these common conditions for which they're used without resorting to drugs, or if you do use the drugs, how to use them safely.
I am always amazed when I hear this figure that more than over 65, the average person over 65 takes at least 7 to 10 medications each day.
And furthermore, there is very good evidence that if a person takes more than 5 medications, there is an overwhelming probability that there will be an adverse drug reaction or an adverse interaction of one or more of those drugs.
Because you're mixing so many different chemicals, right?
Yes, and often these are prescribed by different doctors who haven't communicated with each other. Often people are on them long-term when they don't really need to be on them anymore. I mean, there's so many problems here. And by the way, pharmacists really are the people who can help with all of this. Because they are trained to understand drugs very well and to help both doctors and patients manage drug therapy wisely.
Dr. Andrew Weil, thank you very much. We can get a hold of the book probably the best way at Amazon.
Well, the new book, Mind Your Meds, won't be out until sometime late, I think, next year.
Okay.
But it will be available on Amazon, and Fast Food, Good Food is available now.
All right. Dr. Andrew Weil, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Good to talk with you, Bill.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Andrew Weil with us on The Buckmaster Show. Still more to come from one doctor, a doctor of medicine, to a doctor of science, Dr. David Levy, world-renowned comet discoverer, is next. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and hiking Apache Reyes Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday for a newsmaker interview with University of Arizona President Dr. Ann Weaver Hart, plus Hank Amos of Tucson Realty joins us, Buckmaster, live noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. And we live stream our show along with podcasts and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. From one famous doctor to another. First it was Dr. Andrew Weil at the top of the show. Now it's Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy, one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, with 23 notches on his belt. And hopefully, David Levy, you'll be around another 50 years doing comet discoveries.
Well, thank you, Bill. I hope so. Do I have the honor of speaking to the award-winning broadcaster, Bill Buckmaster?
Yes, you do indeed.
Oh,
I'll tell you.
Congratulations once again.
Thank you. How about it? Comet hunting for another 50 years.
It's been 50 years. I don't think so, because I'd be 180 or something.
Well,
I was telling my mom that, in fact, that the total eclipse coming up on August and April the 8th, 2024, I said, you'll be about 108 at the time. And she started laughing, and she said, no, I don't think I'll be seeing that one. And I said, well, you never can tell. You'll outlive me.
Well, there'll be time, David. There's still time for you to get that elusive even two dozen on the comets. Hey, you sent me a fantastic picture on my email, and this is one of those cases where we wish our listeners could see the picture, but it's of this planetary conjunction that is going on.
Yeah, I saw it just a few hours ago this morning, and really haven't been back to sleep since then. It's been so excited. I went outside, Bill, and way over to the east and the southeast was Mercury, and through the telescope I could see it as a globe. And then I used my Echo, my telescope that I've used for 56 years now, and then there was Venus. There was no phase, because Venus is almost full now, and then Saturn with the rings and the moon Titan, and then there was Mars, which is in the center of the picture, and then there was Jupiter. There was Jupiter with the lovely moons Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto, and then the moon that was kind of behind the tree, but you could still see it. That was a beautiful, beautiful sight this morning, five planets in the morning sky.
How unusual is that, David?
Oh, it's fairly unusual. I think maybe it was once every 10 years or so. There was the beautiful conjunction in the 1980s that my friend Tim Hunter got a picture of and that I was able to see. And then I think there was one in around 2000, and then there was this morning's. And it'll be visible for your listeners if they would like to see it for the next couple of weeks. But Mercury, you need to get it fairly quickly because Mercury is going to be leaving the morning sky very soon.
You have not only discovered a lot of comets, you've seen a lot of total eclipses of the sun, probably one of the most, you've probably viewed more than just about anybody. I mean, it's unbelievable. And there's another one coming up 2017, next year.
Yeah, 2017, next year. And we will be in Madras, Oregon to see it. It'll be crossing the United States. Arizona will be getting a deep partial eclipse, although we will be nowhere near the path of totality. This will be the 80, at least I have seen, it'll be like the 90th eclipse I've seen of all types. I have seen right now 88 eclipses, the most recent one being the one last September, 27th of September. And I've seen that one, and I've actually seen that one several times. I first seen that on August 1961 as a almost total eclipse. And then it was total last September.
And of course, then the eclipses of the moon, not as rare. And there's something, do we have a full eclipse?
More rare than eclipses of the sun. But when there's an eclipse of the moon, when there's a total eclipse of the moon, it's visible in the entire hemisphere that is visible from the Earth. So people, so although eclipses of the moon are more rare than eclipses of the sun, the moon eclipses are visible over such a wide swath of the Earth, just about anybody can see them. They're a lot easier to see.
March 23rd, there's one coming up?
They're the morning of March 23rd. It'll be a penumbral eclipse of the moon, but again, visible all over a hemisphere of the Earth. So I hope to see that one, barely, but I hope to detect that one from here.
And that's happened, 97 was the last one?
Yes, and
Prenumbral?
It'll be kind of interesting to see one on March the 23rd, because that's a very important day in my life. It is the day that I co-discovered Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9, and it is also the day that Wendy and I got married.
Oh.
On March 23rd, 1997, a very significant day.
It is
also the day that I detected Tombaugh's star, a cataclysmic variable star in outburst. Also March 23rd, that was 1990.
Okay, so that's a big red letter day for David Levy, March
23rd. It certainly is, yes.
All right, David, how about the quote of the month?
This time, the quote of the month comes from Scripture, because it is something that the three Apollo 8 astronauts quoted on Christmas Eve of 1968. It's a very famous quote, and it's from the book of Genesis. And each of the astronauts quoted a little bit of it, and I will just quote briefly. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was unformed and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters, and God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, one day. And God said, 'Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And there was evening and there was morning, a second day.'" And this quotation actually was recited from Orbit Around the Moon on Christmas Eve, 1968. And I just thought I'd share it with your listeners today.
Thank you very much. And I remember that that event happening and watching it on TV. David Levy, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. We are all set for you in February. We will talk then. Thanks.
And thank you so much for calling and sharing this little moment with me today.
Thank you very much. David Levy with us on The Buckmaster Show. Are you a dog owner? Do you love dogs? Well, we've got the expert with me in studio, and Lacey, the three-legged dog, is with him. Jeremy Joseph Brown, named National Dog Trainer of the Year. He will be in studio with one of his trainers, Nikki Hinsdale. So that's coming up next.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here.
Aren't you?
John Lewis.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Don Pooley.
Hey there.
Dave Barry.
Great to see you.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Thanks for coming.
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, I'm really glad you're here.
Brenda Viner.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Joseph Blair.
You're
Bill Viner.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Hussey.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Aren't you?
Bob Logan.
Hey, this is great. My neighbor's here.
Dane Wall.
Hey, Ken, look who's here.
Hey, it's Gilbert. Gilbert Luna, our director of operations. He's incredible. So good to see you. How you doing, Gilbert?
I'm doing great. Hey, Ken, looks like we did it again. Another five-star event.
Man, wait until everybody finds out what we have in the works, like our Monteverdi Grill. It's a gourmet kitchen on wheels, a five-star restaurant. It's incredible. And our new high-tech selfie photo booth. Wow. It will be a hit at any special event. Learn more online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future, more at rtamobility.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where we have a very full hour today. We do every day here on the Buckmaster Show. This portion brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a great outing this makes. If you have not been over to explore the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, which is about half hour north of Silver City, you really are missing something. It is a very special place. Just 3 hours over to Silver City from Tucson. Great places to stay like Cottage of Whispering Canyon, Wilderness Lodge, and Agave Ridge Retreat. The full listing of the 24 or so places to stay and the many things to do in Silver City, located on their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. With me in studio, Jeremy Joseph Brown. And Jeremy is the National Dog Trainer of the Year. And that award came from, it was actually a social media site, correct?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
So I have a really great client that I actually trained her dog to be a therapy dog. Her name is Monica Cote, and Bogey is her wonderful golden retriever. She actually referred me to that and nominated me, and ended up having like 35 different people nominating, and then they picked me as one of the finalists. And in November, the voting started and finished at the end of November.
And Jeremy is the volunteer coordinator with the nonprofit pet therapy organization Gabriel's Angels, and he's opened his own training facility, The Complete Canine, and Jeremy brought with him Nikki Hinsdale. Nikki is also a dog trainer. Nikki, how did you get into the business?
Well, I got into the business because I had a passion for psychology and animal sciences, and I got to combine those both when I was working at a pet store, and Jeremy was my instructor to teach me how to train, and that's basically 6 years ago. That's how I got my start.
Well, when Jeremy appeared on the program 3 or 4 months ago, we were talking about Gabriel's Angels, and he brought with him Lacey, the three-legged dog. I actually have Lacey's picture, Nikki and Jeremy, as you can see. It's one of these little cards that you give out, and it's got a picture of Lacey, the three-legged dog, with a little hat on, a little cap on. I love Lacey, and Lacey is with me right here. I'm petting Lacey right now, and I kind of think Lacey remembers me. Maybe I'm being a little crazy about it, but I think Lacey now does remember me, Jeremy.
Absolutely. Once she meets someone, she's loving to every single person, but she even loves people more once she's met them once before that. So she definitely has a magnet-like appeal to, or she just is drawn to anything that breathes oxygen, though.
So what is the deal with dog training, Nikki and Jeremy? I'll ask Jeremy, and then Nikki, you can join in on this. Can the vast majority of dogs be trained?
Absolutely.
And which ones perhaps couldn't be?
You know, I think that really none can't be. I think that it depends on the handler or the owner and how they address the situation. Many people just don't realize that we project a lot of the problems in our life upon the dogs, and we inadvertently create more problems. I think that with the right effort and with positive reinforcement, the method we like to use, you can usually overcome any tough situation. Might take a little longer than others, but you can definitely get the right results that you want.
What do you think, Nikki?
Well, I think that is a great summary. It always comes down to how the person is working with the animal. And I think that one of the things that I'm really proud of with our training method is that we're actually working with the people to achieve these goals and to work with their dogs instead of just control them like robots. It's sort of something we would like to have a two-way street of communication with them.
Do animals, Nikki, pick up on our sensitivities, our stress, the whole thing?
Absolutely.
Perhaps illnesses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is such a very exciting topic as far as science goes with it. They can smell things with people. There's actually reasons why we've worked with people that have dogs that alert seizures, dogs that diabetic alert dogs. And even just if I'm having an off day, my mm-hmm. dogs can tell for sure. And it's mm-hmm. interesting. And that's something that we want to take into account when working with animals, too. We definitely want to builds that communication and their sensitivities to these things is one of the things that make them such a powerful tool, not only in the services that I mentioned, but in the therapy dog work where they're actually going and just like Miss Lacey here, kind of spreading that affection and making people feel good and feel better.
And Gabriel's Angels, that's kind of the bottom line there, Jeremy, when you bring dogs like Lacey into an environment and they're around kids who've had really, the kids have troubles. They've got difficult things going on in their lives. What happens? The kids' faces light up?
Oh, yeah, every single time. We were actually at a local high school this morning with my dog, Archie, and so some of those kids, the highlight of their day. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because each time we go in there, you can tell when the kids are having a bad day or if they're not in the best mood, and they always gravitate to that one that, you know, doesn't really seem like they want that attention or love at that moment, but they actually need it more than they're even aware of. And the dogs usually go over there and soothe and comfort them. And even the ones that don't want it, they end up breaking that shell. And, you know, the fact that the dogs don't judge them and have that, you know, there's no negativity to this. They don't judge anyone and they're going to give them love, you know, just like anyone else.
So. How about some tips, Nikki? Some tips on training a dog.
Oh, gosh, where do we even start?
Where do we begin?
So the biggest thing that I usually recommend is consistency. If you are consistent in your rules with the entire household, that makes the biggest difference. Growing up, two people, one person saying it's okay for the dog to go on the couch, but maybe not at certain times, that's a little
so
confusing.
They get the mixed signal.
Yeah, they do. So I usually like to tell people to get everyone on the same page. In our classes, we involve the entire family, if that's at all possible. So we've had kids come and actually use the same words. Same hand signals. I've had a family teach in Dutch, you know, and that's mm-hmm. something that the entire family wants to make sure that when I say this word, my dog's going to respond consistently. So that's one of the biggest things.
And Jeremy, just like all dogs, you and Nikki agree on this, just about the vast majority of dogs are trainable. Are there particular breeds that would be trainable much quicker?
See, that's the beauty of dog training, in my opinion, because you can take each situation and find the best breed or best, you know, best dog for that situation. For therapy dogs, you know, we have every type, really. We have pit bulls, we have chihuahuas that are amazing, but the majority of the therapy dogs are probably retrievers and poodles. And so I really, you know, there certain breeds have different strengths, and I always laugh when trainers and you see those lists that say this dog's the smartest dog because,
right.
You know, how, you know, who says that? And if you take a border collie, for example, and I throw a ball off the cliff, if they follow that, how are they the smartest dog, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. So each dog has their strengths and weaknesses, and using those and their skills and to make them the best they can be at whatever, you know, avenue we want them to be, whether it's a therapy dog, a service dog, or just the best dog in your home, you know?
And so you're still doing your work with Gabriel's Angels,
absolutely.
Correct? And now you've got your own training facility. Tell us about this facility. Where is it? The Complete Canine, it's called.
Yeah, the Complete Canine is located on 510 North 7th Avenue, 85705, directly across the street from Benjamin Supply and the Davis Dominguez Gallery. It's on the corner of 7th Avenue and 6th Street there. There's an old warehouse that they turned into a couple different loft units, and ours is right in the middle. And it's a two-story unit there where we can have private lessons with dogs that need that extra attention downstairs where it's not as stressful. And we have about 1,000 square feet upstairs where we can train big group classes and do everything from puppy socialization all the way through therapy dog mock tests. And I'm an evaluator for both the therapy dog test and the canine good citizenship test as well.
And can we see progress, Nikki Hinsdale, after a couple of sessions even?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, usually after the first session can be very exciting, but after the next couple weeks, people start to see the progress with their dogs. And while we're teaching the commands, we're also working on socialization. So there are some dogs that come in that are just getting used to being around men, women, mm-hmm. children, all of that.
All right, and we want, again, your location for the Complete Canine is?
It's 510 North 7th Avenue, unit number 140, and it's just east of Stone on 6th Street and 7th Avenue, just that corner there, on the north side of the road.
All right. And when you meet with Jeremy, you're meeting with numero uno, National Dog Trainer of the Year, Jeremy Joseph Brown. You can also find him on Facebook. I know he's a friend of mine. And Nikki Hinsdale, hopefully you're on Facebook and will be a friend as well.
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much, Nikki, for coming in. And both of you, congratulations on the work you're doing with these fine animals. And Lacey, of course, Lacey, the three-legged dog, my favorite here at my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Ray Allen, my friend on the other side of the glass, will also be with Mike this afternoon. And then tomorrow morning, we do 4 hours of local talk, starting at 6 and ending at 10. Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, the Daily Double from 8 to 9, and then Sean McCluskey's show from 9 to 10. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ray Allen, and we will do it all over again tomorrow. Dr. Ann Weaver Hart will be our lead focus interview. She is the president of the University of Arizona. Till then, have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.